So this first reading from the second book of Kings is a pivotal moment in salvation history. So to go, this is happening in about the year 738 before Christ. So to back up a few more years to the year 1000, when David becomes the king, and part of what he does is unites all of the individual tribes, the 12 tribes, into one kingdom. And so it's a unified kingdom. And then King David dies, and his son Solomon takes over. But because of his infidelity, his lack of faithfulness, when he dies, the kingdom splits. The 10 tribes in the north, Israel, centered in Samaria, and the 2 tribes in the south, centered in Jerusalem. So we have Israel and Judah. And so that's going on for a couple hundred years, and now we hear 738, and we hear what's happening. That the king of Assyria occupied the whole land, attacked Samaria, and took all the children into exile. Why? Because they refused to listen to the commandments of God. They refused to be faithful to what God had set before them. Even though God had sent prophets, even though God had sent many people to try to bring them back to be faithful, the leaders continued to intermingle with the other religions, the other nations. This came about because the children of Israel sinned against the Lord. They venerated other gods, and they followed the rites of other nations. You know, St. Paul reminds us as Christians that we are citizens of heaven. And that's our primary, really our only obligation is to our life as a disciple. Yeah, we can honor the countries that we live in, that virtue of patriotism, but it has to come secondary to our devotion to God and to Holy Mother Church. And so how many times do we see this desire to be nice with the world, the desire to placate and be friendly with people who are opposed to the teachings of the church? And so we need the prophetic voice of the people. In your baptism, you are named priest, prophet, and king. We all have that office of the prophetic voice of calling everyone back to the true practice of the faith. And the prophets were speaking to the leaders of the people. And so the prophetic voice can go up the chain as well. When the leadership is going astray, when the leadership is losing sight of the mission, the prophetic voice is needed so that what happened to the children in Israel doesn't happen to the church today. And don't we see some of that? Where we lose the loss of some of the reality of the kingdom of God in our midst is being weakened, is being lessened, is being washed away because of the lack of focus on what is good, true, and beautiful. Where we primarily have, in some places, a horizontal vision of our faith, where we want to first practice, you know, what's called the social justice ideas of American secularism. That becomes our motivation. And we put the things of faith, the right worship, the liturgical worship of God as secondary so that we don't upset people, that we become easily accessible to everyone. And we water down the truth. And we become no different than everyone else, the people who don't claim to know God. God said, I am the one who set you free from slavery under Pharaoh. Why are you choosing to go back into slavery under these other nations, these other lesser gods? We need this reminder today. Our true devotion is to God the Father. And that we shouldn't allow anything or anyone to divert that devotion. And so we pray for the grace to rise up those prophetic voices at all levels of the church, to call everyone back to the right worship of the Heavenly Father. The early Israelites were split. They went into exile. They lost their land. They lost their position because of their infidelity, their lack of faithfulness. Let's pray for the grace that it never happens to us, that as true disciples of Jesus Christ, that we remain faithful to Him and to His church always.